You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons, and when I'm not watering my petunias, I like to listen to Electrical Language.
It's Garble Kovacs here with Electrical Language number 212. I'm trying to get back into the swing of producing the podcast regularly. Try and do it as near to weekly as possible. And, well, let's start off with an instrumental, because I like to start off with an instrumental, don't I? This is it's a band from Dublin. That's in Ireland. They're called Estelle, and this is A Journey to the Centre of Janisma. Do enjoy it.
Thank you.
You know, very often the hardest thing in preparing a podcast is getting that three song mix at the beginning right. And yeah, I'm pleased with that one. I really am. Three different tunes by three different bands from three different countries. First of all, an Irish band, someone from Dublin, and I don't think I've played very many Irish bands at all in my time, which is a real surprise to me. I've never, I've thought about it from time to time, but never quite managed to sort that one out. Anyway, that was Estelle, E-S-T-E-L, the name of the band, and the track was called Journey to the Centre of John Isma. Don't know much about them at all. I found that on IOTA Promonet. I will do my best when I get around to posting the links to make sure I post links to enable you to download that free of charge, which is one of the great things about the IOTA Promonet service. They allow free downloads of featured tracks on various albums. And listening to that again, Journey to the Centre of John Isma, I was struck that it reminded me actually of one other Irish band that I have played, or one other band that I've played that features Irish members, that being the Phoenix Prestige, who you may remember are based in Shanghai and include two Irishmen in their number. They were kind enough quite a while ago to send me a copy of their CD. This package arrived from China with loads of colourful stamps, and I was just reminded that I really need to dig that out and bring you a tune or two. So that was the first one. Then we went to Iceland. I suspect you noticed that the singing, the female vocal was not in English. Yeah, that was Mammut is the band, M-A-M-M-U, with a sort of, with an acute accent on it, T. So Mammut from Iceland with the song Karkari. That's the title track of their album, which is called Karkari. Got that by Aerial Publicity. I do have to say that most of that album is rather heavier and probably more suited to Rolly's podcast Dark Compass. So Rolly, if you're listening, do check them out. I'll email you some details if you want to. But I think there's one or two songs on there that you would actually quite like. Excellent, got that via Aerial Publicity from New York. Had that actually for a long time in my audition list, so I'm pleased to be able to get it out there, play it to you. I hope there was nothing offensive to your ears if you're Icelandic. If you're Icelandic, I suspect that and you listen to this podcast, I'd rather suspect that you aren't hugely worried by whether any naughty Icelandic words have been used. Track three in that mix, The Loving Sounds of Static by the Mobius Band. Song I played a couple of times before in the first year of the podcast, but it just suddenly came to me that word, the beginning of that, because I love the intro, the way that song starts off. Unfortunately, it doesn't quite carry on and finish in the same vein, but it's still pretty good. You know, if it carried on with the quality of the way it all builds up, that electronic and drum and so on mix, with the guitars, great stuff. And there was actually a really good video that I remember seeing for that quite some while ago. If I can find the link, I'll post the YouTube video on or wherever it was on the show notes. If I can't, I won't. That's easy enough. Now, what's coming up? What's next? Oh yes, I'm going to lower the tempo considerably. Now, Kinsley. I think I played Kinsley before some time ago. Mellow's not the right thing. Very chilled singer. Anyway, she recently sent me a couple of tracks, and this one has sort of pushed itself to the fore in my audition list. I'm really enjoying it. There's band Kinsley and the Kilowatts. Kinsley's from London, I seem to remember, Camden Town or Kentish Town area. Anyway, this is Kinsley and the Kilowatts, and their song Stargazing. I do hope you enjoy it.
to the Milky Way. It's there, just beyond the Andromeda, where stargazing.
Enjoy that song by Kinsley and the Kilowatts, Stargazing. Did you find it uplifting, soothing? Did it make you angry? Interesting. The reason I ask is I don't usually do news, but here's a piece from the BBC News website. The headline is "A Study is to Develop Musical Prescriptions for Patients." With the next line, patients can be prescribed music tailored to their needs as a result of new research. So this is the article. Scientists at Glasgow Caledonian University are using a mixture of psychology and audio engineering to see how music can prompt certain responses. They will analyse a composition's lyrics, tone, or even the thoughts associated with it. Those behind the study say it could be used to help those suffering physical pain or conditions like depression. By considering elements of a song's rhythm patterns, melodic range, lyrics, or pitch, the team believe music could one day be used to help regulate a patient's mood. Audio engineer Dr. Don Knox, who is leading the study, said the impact of music on an individual could be significant. He says, "Music expresses emotion as a result of many factors. These include the tone, structure, and other technical characteristics of a piece. Lyrics can have a big impact too. But so can purely subjective factors, where or when you first heard it, whether you associate it with happy or sad events, and so on. So far, the team has carried out detailed audio analysis of certain music, identified as expressing a range of emotions by a panel of volunteers. Their ultimate aim is to develop a mathematical model that explains music's ability to communicate different emotions. This could, they say, eventually make it possible to develop computer programs that identify music capable of influencing mood. By making it possible to search for music and organize collections according to emotional content, such programs could fundamentally change the way we interact with music, said Dr. Knox. Continuing, some online music stores already tag music according to whether a piece is happy or sad. Our project is refining this approach and giving it a firm scientific foundation, unlocking all kinds of possibilities and opportunities as a result. So there we are. Who knows, you may soon be able to go to your GP and ask for Coldplay on prescription. If so, I pity you. But anyway, now, were you to be prescribed this next piece of music, what would your thoughts be? I'll leave it for you. This is Alexis Fox from New York with Down the Drain.
My mother tells me that my spending habits are as wild as copulating rabbits. I remind her it's my well-earned money, and I won't start to pay my dues till I'm finished buying shoes, or Jackie O's, or summer totes, or slinky dresses, or dinner coats. Taxis, mother, don't come cheap. You can bet I lose receipts. Couldn't tell you what I spent, but I know where my money went. Down, 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 down the drain. And I ain't never, 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 never gonna see the money again. Some girls may have simple taste, but good God, I call that a waste. Modesty is such a bore. Yeah, I may have a lot, but I want more. My mother always begs me to start saving. Taxes, I get violent reactions. Couldn't tell you what I spent, but I know where my money went. Down, 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 down the drain. And I never, 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 never gonna see that money again. I can't seem to make it last. I'm too good at spending cash. Budgeting is such a bore. Yeah, I may have a lot, but I want more. She says, when I say, long after you're buried, and by then I'll have all your money. She says,
that's not very funny.
Then insists I'm common senseless. I say, mother, you're relentless. Even if you own the truth, let me just enjoy my youth. 'Cause I could care less what I spent. Sure know where my money went.
Down, 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 down the drain. And I never, 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 never gonna see that money again. Forgive the pun, but while I'm young, I want unadulterated fun. Moderation's such a bore. Yeah, I may have it all, but I want more.
Down, 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 down the drain. And I never, 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 never gonna see the money again. Forgive the pun, but while I'm young, I want unadulterated fun. Moderation's such a bore. Yeah, I may.
The Electrical Language Podcast. Sometimes you hear me when our frequencies meet.
You don't want no one to follow you, it's hardly possible to not see you. This place is way too small. Or maybe you just ask for too much space. Ever thought of that? Maybe it's you and all the things you do. You think you get over it, but not facing up to it. But don't get on top of it. You're such a bloody fool. And you're high above the ground, and you fall headlong back down to earth. And you're high.
Yeah, I said last week, didn't I, that Melinda had sent me a few songs, and that was one of them. That was Headlong by Clara Lucia, who I think is from Vienna. Now, just clicking away on my iPod Touch, yep, here it is. Here's Melinda's email to me. Melinda says that Clara Lucia's album The Ground Below is so strong that she couldn't decide which song to send me, so she sent me two, and in fact I'm playing both of the two. What else does she say about it? No, she doesn't say very much. She gives me the links. She sent me copies of emails with Clara Lucia. Let's see, here it is. This is what Melinda has said to Clara. I'm writing to you because I'd like to let you know that I've ordered Clara Lucia's latest album. It's perfect from the start to the end, and I thought it would be great to hear something from Clara Lucia on my favourite podcast. What more could I want? I recommend some lately discovered music for this podcast called Electrical Language from time to time, and if you grant permission to do this, I'm going to send some tracks to Garbor, the host of Electrical Language podcast. Melinda, thank you very much for doing that. So that's Clara Lucia. I'm going to put on the links, as always, on www.electricallanguage.co.uk, and I'm not going to read them out here. Clara Lucia is indeed from Vienna with Asinella Records, and that's excellent stuff. Now, before, did I say that first song was called Headlong was the name of the Clara Lucia song I've just played. In a minute I'll play another. Last week, you know, I was recording the podcast in my car with the little microphone plugged into my iPod Touch. Well, for some reason, I couldn't sync or download the audio tracks to my PC when I got home. So basically, I had to put a little cable into the earphone socket, play the bits of audio that I'd recorded, and record them again on the computer. This time I'm recording on the iPod itself. I've got an iPod and an iPod Touch, so I'm recording on the iPod using this fantastic Micro Memo gadget, which has really good sound quality, so that hopefully when I get home tonight I can sync things onto the PC, put the podcast together, and Bob will be your uncle. He is, in fact, my brother, but that's a different thing. Anyway, back to Clara Lucia. This is the second track, probably the track from which the album titled The Ground Below is drawn. This is good. It is good. Seriously good. Thanks, Melinda. This is The Gardener of the Ground Below.
Gardener of the ground below.
So yes, as I said, I'm recording this on my iPod with the micro memo microphone connected to it, sitting in my office at work. It's Thursday lunchtime. Hopefully this podcast will go out on Saturday. And so I'm not using my, you know, that fairly awful microphone that we use for digital dictation in the office, but the microphone that comes with this thing, it looks very small and tinny, but it's actually really quite good audio quality. Being in the office, you can probably hear from time to time traffic noise outside behind me. Haven't yet had any sirens or horns. Hopefully it's going to be masked by the soundbed music. Just wanted to tell you about that. It's a track called 1000 Pictures, and it's by Eve, that's Y-V-E-S. They're a Canadian duo. They sent me an email. Eve is a band stroke production duo formed July 2010 by Kevin Murrell and Patrick Murphy from Nova Scotia in Canada. They write mostly indie and electro music. They're still fairly young, 17 and 18, so well done, carry on guys. And they're hoping to attract more listeners and eventually get signed. They have, I'm sure, had some soundtrack type music. They produced assorted varieties of music and a Kanye West remix. I will remember to put a link to their YouTube channel, which they say is their main site at the moment. This song that I'm using a soundbed picture Samba Music, A Thousand Pictures. I didn't think it was quite good enough, I'm afraid, to play on the podcast itself as a main song. I suppose, guys, my feeling was that the tune didn't really develop very much. It kind of stood still and stayed there, got to a position and didn't really move on. And probably lost a bit of interest for me. That's an entirely personal view, but give you some exposure, I suppose. No, that's a bit patronising of me. No, I'm glad to be able to use it as sounds bit music. And on to the last song. This is by a band called Hakuna Pesa, who I picked up their CD at a gig early May. They were a support band. I didn't see Hakuna Pesa at all, but this guy came around selling their CDs, and I said, tell you what, I'll buy one, and we agreed that if it was any good, I could probably play something on the podcast. The band we went to see was The Beat, except it wasn't really The Beat, it was Ranking Roger and a band playing songs by The Beat, and once I got over that, I quite enjoyed it, actually, but it was a shame not to have Dave Wakeling and the original Beat guitarists, who were seriously, seriously good back in the day. But anyway, so yes, ska band, ska song. This is Hakuna Pesa. I'll post all the links on www.electricallanguage.co.uk. Go there and look for September 2010 and find Electrical Language number 212, and there you'll find all the links. Hakuna Pesa, they're from the south coast of England. Excellent sound listening to the CD. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Let's go out with a good Bobby Scar song. This is Sin Dinero. Yes, I'm afraid that once again that's it, the end of Electrical Language 212. Time to thank all the artists who've made their music available for me to play for you. And today they've been Estelle, Mammut, Mobius Band, Kinsley and the Kilowatts, Alexis Fox, Clara Lucia, and finally Hadjuna Pesa. So thanks very much to them, and of course thank you for downloading, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
By Lipsy.